Hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England, with this morning's glory. Truth. What is truth to you today? When I ask you to define truth, what would you say? Some would say factual evidence that cannot be disproven. Others may state truth to be the highest elevation of pure moral dogma. Maybe, quick-mindedly, you just thought truth to be the opposite of lies. To varying degrees, or dictionary definition, these can be called correct in the narrow human terms of definition. Truth is powerful. Truth is liberating. Truth is what all deserve, yet often very few receive. Bear with me. In 1 Corinthians 13:8 it says, "For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth." How often lies and deceit become common currency in our daily lives. By our very fallen nature, it often seems easier to lie than to tell the truth. Consider this. If you're a parent, you know this is fact. A child has to be taught to tell the truth, but seems to lie naturally. Am I not right? Today, there is a cosmetic carnality that cloaks each one of us as we endeavour to manoeuvre through daily social interactions at work, school or such. So many people today, desperately and unhappy with how they look and feel, build up these false inner mental constructs that manifest externally in how they present themselves socially, emotionally, and physically. They are often not who they are, but who they want to be, or who they want others to think they be. Do you follow? For example, one small lie in the beginning of a relationship needs constant colour, construct and care. As a consequence, people today, generally aware others do the same as themselves, are mistrusting or judging unfavourably, preferring cynical psychology over a willingness to trust. As a consequence, the whole of society is like a patchwork quilt of human deception, a fabric of falsehood. Now the Bible tells us that the truth can set us and make us free. But audioboo, bravery is needed today to begin to unstitch the quilt. You know these definitions we mentioned before? This is my definition of truth today. Truth is not just a word or some state of being. Truth is a person. Being a characteristic of the one true God, holy, and who the Bible tells us cannot lie. The Bible is clear that there is no deceit in him. Today, if you want to make a change from all the things described before, start to speak truth into your daily interactions, truth into your relationships, your work, your play, your school, wherever you may be. Speak truth and open the door to God. For God is truth, and the truth shall make you and set you free. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you today. Hallelujah.